This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My talkers, it is Monday, September 20th. We're hanging out with Julia and Brittany. It's a little rainy out, but no worries. We're going to brighten up your day a little bit. We've got Sex Monday. Of course, that should be interesting. Julia is going to be running the show for that one. Holly's in for a dirt alert, and I'm guessing we're going to get to some more Emmy news coming up here, guys, right?
All right. Thanks. Okay, so we have not talked at all about the fashions at the Emmys last night. And just kind of have to talk about our best, our worst, or our least favorites.
Okay, so I don't know.
Yellow was kind of a theme. So you saw Kelly Kyoko was in yellow.
Michaela Cole, who that's my favorite. That was my favorite look of the night. It was Michaela Cole. She had this bright
Bandu
neon
kind
yellow
of top.
Yeah, and it was separated. And then her shoes matched. And I don't know what it was. It kind of did the same thing where it's glam, but still edgy. And she looked amazing in it.
She looked beautiful.
Like showstopper.
Yes. Billy Porter with his fabulous wings out of his turtleneck. I mean,
yes.
That man, first of all, he's amazing.
I know.
He's amazing. I loved his fashions. And I thought RuPaul's acceptance speech, because he won again for Pose and, excuse me, I'm getting it confused, RuPaul's Drag Race. He won as best announcer. And that man just emanates love.
I know.
And he's so lovely.
Yeah.
There's something about him that's so delicious.
Have you guys met him? Did you and Lori?
No, I've never met him.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I've met him. For some reason, I think we'd like each other.
Yeah, I think there's
do
people in this world.
Do you just some people
yes,
that you just think,
totally.
I'd like you.
Yeah.
I like you a lot.
I think that's some of his success, is he seems very, like, likable.
Yes. I thought that Angela Bassett's dress with this big, bright fuchsia kind of looked like kind of a question mark ruffle on the front.
Yeah, you didn't like that.
It was fun.
I thought it was fun, too. Okay, I'm going to tell you my least. I got a couple.
Okay.
Kerry Washington was wearing a corseted, slouchy
custom
dress.
Custom Petro.
Yeah, dress. And the corset with the slouchy top made her chest look crazy town.
And she's so beautiful because her makeup and I think earrings were the best last night. I thought her makeup and earrings, you know, were wonderful. But yeah, it didn't really work that well. I loved the, I also loved Yara Shahidi, her green Dior dress. Lori sent me a note. You have to talk about this because we met her and she is so delightful.
Life. Okay, good.
So it was so pretty. I also thought, you liked Catherine Hahn. She wore a kind of jumpsuit, strapless top with this huge belt and
very
pants.
Oversized belt. And I thought it was fun. There was something about her that was fun. Another one that I didn't like, which is really bad because it was from her sister's fashion line.
Oh, see, I like that.
Elizabeth Olsen. I just don't think it fit her right. Like,
okay, I looked at this, and this is the piece, and it was this white kind of goddess-looking dress.
Kind of ghost-like.
But it was fitted at the bosom and down, but the sleeves were kind of connected. There was a lot of capelets and a lot of things like that.
I have to say this about Elizabeth Olsen. So Elizabeth Olsen has an amazing body, and it makes her look frumpy. So,
here was my thought. When you say that as a 35-year-old,
yeah,
and I am a different age, I looked at that and I thought, that is ready-to-wear fashion that should be in stores tomorrow because so many people my age would buy that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a win for her.
I got it, and it was from her sister's The Row.
Yeah.
I get it, what you're saying about that, but I really kind of loved it.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler wore...
It's bad.
It just didn't work because she wore this like sparkling dress, but you could only see it as a skirt, and it hung too long, and it looked like it needed to be hemmed. And this satin men's
black
tuxedo jacket with a black belt. It just didn't work.
Here's why I hated it.
It looked lazy.
It not only looked lazy, but I don't like the colors together. Honestly, if it was even to be similar color with each other,
right,
or something that worked well
just
together,
having so black and white.
Well, the jacket looked like, you know, she borrowed it from somebody. Maybe that was what she was going for, but it looked so abrasive next to her. It didn't look like there was no thought. It
really felt like what I did on Saturday. I went in my closet and said, "What works together? You know, what are these things?" And one of these things might work together, yeah, one might.
They're showing a picture of it. If you cut out the dress in the bottom, the jacket alone by itself, maybe.
Yeah.
But with that dress, like you said, you got to get something. It clashes too much.
It wasn't hemmed. And I thought Catherine Zeta-Jones in her burgundy, very fitted, beautiful dress.
Beautiful. So it was like made for her. It went right up to the no-no line.
Yep.
And it just teased. It was like, oh my God. And then you're like, I love the way that dress fits
her.
And you could tell she felt like she looked amazing.
Yes, I think so. Cynthia Erivo wore a custom Louis Vuitton that was like a white slim tank dress that went down to her knees. And then it had all these beautiful feathers.
Yeah.
I didn't love this.
Didn't love it. I looked like it was cleaning up the floor.
Oh gosh, you're so funny.
Okay, and I know you're going to hate me, but Kate Winslet wore the most basic dress I had ever seen in my life. And I get it. She's like an actor, a serious actress.
She's a
now.
No frills. She's like a Meryl Streep with her fashion.
But this is like this is, you're almost wearing like Grandma of the Bride dress. And I don't think you're there yet. I'm just not into these women giving up on fashion so easily. Like, this was a black dress, but it was a t-shirt dress. Like,
all right, fine.
You told me to find my worst. So no, I didn't have to dig very far.
No, but I know you didn't. Tracee Ellis Ross, I forget who she was wearing, but I thought it looked sloppy. It was too baggy. It was this red one shoulder kind of halter dress. Yeah. I just thought it looked baggy and it didn't. The last two things, the Met, I didn't love her look. And I didn't love her look here. And usually she hits home runs.
She's normally, knocks it out of the
right.
park.
Right. I think so. I thought that, okay, Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah. Showed up and she was wearing Christian Siriano. Several people were wearing, he is getting so many people to wear his beautiful fashions. But that to me was such a perfect look.
She looked amazing. Can we please?
We're going to play. So, so she came out to present the winner for, it was something with men.
It was, was it best supporting or was it best actor in a something?
In
I
a
think
something.
It was best actor
but it
in
was
a something.
For men.
It was for men. It was, and so she came out and kind of leaned into the her deep voice, and like
she leaned into her Legally Blonde character, and as only Jennifer Coolidge can.
Let's just play it. It's so good.
Wow, gosh, this is such an honor. It really is. Thank you, and besides all of these wonderful nominees, being very, very funny and incredibly talented actors, they have something else in common. What is it? Well, I want you all to know, nominees, that you have overcome the incredible handicap in this business of being men. Yes. Bravo, gentlemen, wherever you are. Wherever you are.
It was funny, too, because I would say only 50% of the room was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And the other ones were kind of biting their bottom.
She's so good with timing.
I know.
And just the way she kind of purrs.
I know.
She is just delicious. It was, and what is it? What do you have in common? Let me think.
Wow. You look like the 4th of July.
She's good. It was so good to see her. It was so good that she was in White Lotus.
Yeah.
And I hope she gets a lot more roles. Carrie Russell looked, whatever she was wearing, looked like they sewed it on her.
That was your favorite, I think.
I think she looked so, I think she can do no wrong. I mean, she's beautiful. It was really pretty. We've posted all these at the MyTalk 107.1 page. Hannah did a great job posting all this stuff. The one that we disagree on is Issa Rae. And I continue to think I'm sick of the cover-up look.
Yeah, you don't like it.
The sheer dresses where you see the bodysuit and the underwear underneath. I'm just not a fan anymore of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you liked it because you said I like it because I can see her thighs.
Yeah, I love her thick thighs. She's got those, like, you know, and I think, I don't know, I'm just into seeing the bodies. I don't know. Like, right, I love sheer and I love tulle and I love, you know, I love all the shimmer that, you know, even with its iridescent. Like,
right.
I'm into it. I love it.
Right.
It is odd to think about how we've gotten to the point that this is
fashion.
An Emmy, you know, fashion. But I don't know, man. And I'm obsessed. She's got, like, I also have thick thighs. I don't think I have.
So do I.
And so I love seeing them.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know what it is. It's like, yes. Yes, there's a trunk right there, and I love it.
And Emma, the worst dress was Emma Corrin. From The Crown, she played Princess Diana, and she basically wears pale yellow swimming suit, fingerless high gloves that went above her elbow, and she was sporting stiletto nails, which I do not dig at all because I don't know how people live with them, but they're the pointy longer nails, and then that column pale yellow dress. She had
the swimming cap.
So I started with the swimming cap. There were so many memes about her. And when I saw it in real life, because Olivia Colman won for The Crown and The Crown group were all in London, when she was sitting next to her and I could see the snap on the side of the hat, I just thought, wow.
You hated it.
Everyone did.
It felt like a protest outfit. It felt like a protest outfit. And I'd like to know more, like, what was the thing? Because it would not look natural walking down the street. It looked like she was protesting something.
Holly, can you weigh in on this? Because I know that you love the fashions and love looking at it. But what did you think of Emma Corrin's?
Emma Corrin's? Yeah. No.
I mean, what was the bathing suit cap thing?
The bathing suit cap, I know.
It was someone led her astray. Who tells you when you put on a bathing suit cap for an award show that looks good?
Yeah, who does she think she is? Esther Williams?
Who's responsible? What friend tells you this is really good? You are so unique. You're ahead of the times.
I think she was wearing Miu Miu, correct?
Oh, it was so bad.
Yes.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. Well, she just was made fun of everywhere. And there were kind of some funny memes, but I don't know. That one just was a serious mess. I thought people looked really pretty.
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part.
The Emmys fashion was definitely subdued, and it was definitely a return to some old-fashioned red carpet tendencies.
Which I like.
People looked gorgeous.
Didn't they? Ellen Pompeo, though, chose to wear a band suit. I didn't like her look at all. But I thought, other than that, I thought most people looked really beautiful. We are going into your time. Excuse me. We'll be right back. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Miss Holly.
All right, Miss Julia, Miss Brittany, happy Monday.
Same to you.
Time for your 520 Dirt, including the return of Britney Spears to Instagram.
Oh, that lasted a week?
Less than a week. She is back on Instagram after she took a little break from social media to celebrate her engagement to Sam Asghari. She posted some photographs of herself and said some shots from my weekend getaway to celebrate my engagement with my fiance. I still can't believe it. She said, I couldn't stay away from the gram too long, so I'm back already.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And there is a wild need for people to be on that stuff.
On social media?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be the happiest time of your life, and she's feeling she needs to be back on it. There's just something, I'm not saying it's not true for a lot of us, just a little sad to hear.
She's also posting dances.
Is she wearing clothes?
Partially.
Okay.
Yeah, she's wearing a nice little top in some of these photographs that she shared, some selfies of herself, and then she's posted more video of herself spinning in her foyer.
She is a spinner.
She sure is a spinner.
She can dance.
Well, I mean, she can dance, but I don't think she shows it on Insta.
She spins.
She's a spinner.
So there's Britney Spears. She just posted that about a half hour ago. So you can go to her Instagram account, and it's basically been reinstated. But it looks like she's also done some editing, too. Looking through this and having spent a lot of time on Britney Spears' Instagram of the past year, it looks like maybe some things have gone away. So I hope somebody took some screenshots and they remember what she posted. because I don't. Okay. Ben Affleck is gushing publicly about Jennifer Lopez for the first time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Since Bennifer 2.0 became a thing.
Tell us more. Tell
Yeah. So he's talking to Adweek magazine, and Ben Affleck said, I'm in awe of what Jennifer's effect on the world is. He said, at most, as an artist, I can make movies that move people. Jennifer has inspired a massive group of people to feel that they have a seat at the table in this country. And Ben Affleck adds that this is, in effect, few people throughout history have had. One I will never know, and one I can only stand by, admire, and respect.
How lovely is that?
That is really sweet.
That is lovely.
Yeah, that is super lovely. Yeah. Gushing about your significant other in that way.
Yes, so sweet.
Yeah, and also, according to People.com, J-Lo and Ben Affleck planned on spending the holidays together after a busy fall. So I feel like setting us up, we're not going to be seeing a lot of paparazzi photographs of the two of them together.
I think I read something too, Holly, that they've got individual projects they have to go shoot and some different things. So yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. So
not to worry. They already have their holiday plans.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried though. All right. I won't be.
Okay, don't be. Well, Ben Affleck has The Last Duel. He's going to be out promoting that. That was the film that premiered at the Venice Film Festival where we saw their red carpet debut. That movie's coming out October 15th. He's busy doing press. She has, goodness knows, any number of projects going on at any given time. So they're going to be busy, but they'll get back together.
That movie looks good.
And they had the movie trailer during the Emmys last night. Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks very good. Ridley Scott, great filmmaker. Everybody involved, very talented. I hope it lives up to the hype. Kanye West reportedly bought a $57 million Malibu house.
Wow.
Yeah. So this house is 3,600 square feet, concrete heavy. It's designed by an award-winning architect named Tadao Ando, and Kanye apparently loved it so much that he wants to live in it. Somebody said of his aesthetic, he loves the abandoned clinic look.
You know what? That he likes hard surfaces.
Sure does.
He just likes hard surfaces in gray and white.
Yes.
Tone on tone. He's Mr. Tone on tone.
This house totally fits the bill. Now, Kim and Kanye, I'm assuming that they're going to keep moving forward with their divorce. They've been teasing us a little bit back and forth that they've been, you know, it's going to be the long goodbye.
Yeah, I think so. She even honored him at the Met Gala wearing his silly look.
Oh, the Balenciaga. Yeah,
that's so him.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, whoa.
Actually, the second look, though. So
the second look was gorgeous.
The second look, which was a little bit more form fitting. Her face, Kim Kardashian's, wasn't completely covered with a sock.
Right.
And it was just more of a superhero thing. It was kind of nice.
It was.
Yeah. Let's talk. I know you guys touched a little bit on Emmy ratings, but more people watched the Emmys this year than they did last year. Not shocking anybody. Gaining 16%, 7.4 million people tuned in last night compared to 6.3 last year. You know, things were a little different last year. So people weren't necessarily watching the Emmys.
Right.
But what did you guys think overall of the telecast? Your general impression? Were you here for it?
I loved it.
I think it started strong. In the middle, it calmed down a little where I wasn't that into it. But by the end, I was back on. I think it had a joyful vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, just the seating, having a party atmosphere, everyone sitting around a round table versus sitting in an auditorium, it changes the vibe.
It totally.
That's why people like the Golden Globes. That's why people like the SAG Awards. That's why those award shows are fun for the actors. They seem to be having fun.
Yeah, that was new for the Emmys. Everyone kind of sat around the table in their little groups, you know, smaller crowds because of COVID protocols.
Didn't it look like they got like each box lunches? They had these like square lunch things.
Oh, did they?
And then one of the actresses I saw, like, it's so rare you see them eating. They must be told to only eat during the commercial breaks. But it looked like somebody, the a female actress from Ted Lasso seemed the model type. She like stole a bite in the middle of it, and it was pretty funny to see.
You got to cram in the food when you can.
Oh, yes, you do.
And, you know, you can't not eat. It's just sitting there right in front of you.
I would be the worst. I'd be sneaking it constantly.
So you would be opening the potato chip bag when somebody was giving their heartfelt speech. You just
I do it on this show sometimes. You came in and I'm like, I'm chewing my protein bar.
That's okay. That's all right. Really.
People don't like to listen to people who are eating on the phone. Oh. Same thing.
Oh, let's talk about Amelia Hamlin apologizing for her nipples being out in London Fashion Week. Specifically apologizing to her dad.
Her breasts were out.
Her
whole look was nude.
True. It was translucent nipples. So they weren't just like flopping out there, but she was wearing a mesh dress and you could kind of see. And she specifically wanted to issue an apology to her dad, Harry Hamlin, for rocking a barely there naked dress in London. She just said it's fashion.
I sent that to Brittany and I said, this is what I'm wearing to work tomorrow. And she's like, okay, good to know. I'm going to plan differently. Because that was such a naked shot.
This is completely naked. This is kind of the hot tread where it's like Zoe Kravitz was also doing this at the Met Gala on Monday, where you have like semi-sheer mesh.
Yeah. It's bathing suit cover-up season.
Yeah. It's like sexy medieval times.
It's exactly.
To be honest, though, what disturbs me the most about that photo, her makeup's crazy. It's the craziest makeup I've seen.
Ah, yeah. The face styling leaves a little to be desired.
It's wild.
It is wild.
I'm not even looking at her chest at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Nipples.
Where?
Where? All right.
Real eyebrows.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Enough nipple talk.
Thanks, Holly. Bye. Okay, Grant, what's happening in the traffic world?
That was a great transition into traffic right now. We're seeing a...
We're going to tell you everything from swings to, I don't know, today.
No, we're never talking about swings again. Grant, you weren't here for that. Oh, I forgot. Grant, this ruined me as a person, talking about listening to Julia talk about a sex swing.
No, it was a good one. It was a good day. All right, so this headline. So, you know, to try to find articles and tidbits about sex that aren't dating websites and all that kind of stuff is not easy to do because that seems to be the go-to place. So here are just a couple things for you today, okay?
Spice up my night.
Well, this is just something for people that want to get it on.
Get it on with themselves or other people?
With other people.
You're rubbing yourself while you're saying this. No,
I am not. You always say that. Okay, so this is literally the headline. 13 food items to avoid before going out with an escort.
Oh, that's... the end is the best. I was like, just going out on a date?
No,
with an escort.
And I just thought, are those different than going out or making love to your partner
or going out
with someone else?
You're on the clock.
That might be a good thing, but so here, here is what's... You know, they just said, imagine you hire an escort to fulfill your beautiful fantasy. And before that, you enjoyed a ton of your favorite food. What happens next? Well, that depends on what you eat. If you ate something that lowers your sex drive, the escort will not be able to help you have an exciting night.
Where did you get this? I feel like this was like posted by like one of my weird uncles on Facebook.
No,
like it's his own blog.
It isn't an old article. It is not an old article, but it's good to remember that these types of foods make you a little less sexy. So they're good to avoid. You know, if you're thinking, because I remember, you know, like
what?
You know, you want to do it before you go out.
Yeah, you know,
so you don't when you're too tired. You know, I mean, there's everyone has their own little systems of how you get it in to your relationship. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, like you plan.
All I do is think about how to get it in.
That's right. I didn't mean it that way either.
I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
That was an added bonus.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so here are some things to avoid if you want to get frisky. Okay, say no to cheese.
You know what? For me, say no to all dairy. Like, I, okay, in general, if I'm going to
you can't digest it easy.
I can't at all. I still eat it because I'm not having relations with any of you guys. But, like, me and dairy, I think most people have this problem with dairy. So it's like, stay away from dairy for just the day.
Just if this is what you're feeling. The next one now is something that you were eating earlier in our show. Bye-bye oatmeal.
Okay, that's not happening.
Why?
It's high in fiber, which leads to gas and bloating. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing worse than, you know.
Yeah, but maybe farting and sex will bring your relationship to a place that you need to be. Because there's nothing more funny when you start giggling after something like that happens. Sure.
Oh, thank you, Grant.
Yeah, Grant. We needed that.
Some people don't dig that, though.
I mean, I hope they're not, like, excited about it, but, like, it's going to happen. Yeah. If you're with somebody for long enough, it's going to happen.
It is going to happen. Okay, don't go beyond one or two peppermints. Did you know that peppermint is a go-to to pop in your mouth? You know, people want good breath.
I think if you're downing more than one or two peppermints, you've got bigger problems. It lowers your sex drive. I think you have bigger problems. Like, what are you doing eating mass amounts of peppermints? Like, look in the mirror.
Oh, wow. You're so judgy.
I know.
All right. No beans in any form.
Nope.
I know you think it's sexy to fart and everything, Brittany.
I never said sexy.
You said it's...
There's a level of vulnerability you need to get to.
But let's just say...
But if it's an escort, no, I don't want
these
that.
This is the first time. This is a fresh meeting, but take it past the escort. I just love the headline.
Yeah, don't eat beans.
Who even talks about escorts anymore?
Is beans really that flatulent? Like,
it depends. They affect people differently.
I feel like black beans are not.
But you get a little bloated. Beans do a little bloating. It does cause a little tootie patooskies. Yeah, you get a little. It depends on who you are. Know who you are.
Know your body.
These are just suggestions.
If you're ever out and about with an escort.
Exactly.
You know what I would never, ever.
Can we say on
No, I was going to say, you know one thing I would never, ever touch if me and Justin had made a verbal agreement that we are going to.
Get it on later.
Get frick it later. I would never touch pasta.
Oh, gosh, no.
You don't bloated or what?
No full tummy. Yeah.
No full tummy.
No, otherwise, I'm done. We're going to get to something like that. The next one is energy drinks. Limit your energy drinks because after you get your high, short-term high and stuff, you go way down.
Again, we got to talk about this. If you are drinking more than one energy drink a day, look in the mirror. Okay, I'm sorry.
Gosh, you are judgy.
I'm sorry.
Judgy, look at you.
No coffee.
No coffee? No. Okay, now we got problems.
Well, caffeine makes things go.
And again, we're going back to the title of this article.
Back to the escort.
Coffee is love. We get you. However, when you're nervous, which you can be meeting an escort, caffeine and coffee can lead to more anxiety, which can lead to diarrhea, which can lead to digestive issues.
Sweating.
Which could lead you to being in the bathroom. No French fries.
Uh-oh.
Digestive discomfort in a French fry, and it lowers your sexual drive in a few people. Yeah. We don't know who they are.
I'm fine with that.
No garlic.
How about tater tots?
No garlic.
No garlic.
When you talk about pasta, no garlic. Garlic, I'm telling you.
Stays with you, man.
You'll sweat it out.
It's just, and it's so.
Pungent.
It's so pungent.
Yeah.
It's just not. A fun one. It's like BO.
I know. I make
like really bad BO.
I know, but it's so good.
But we're talking about the times you want to get lucky.
Let me just tell you
this. Feeling frisky.
So I hired this escort. His name is Justin Arneson.
He happens to be my husband.
He happens to be my husband. But I'm just trying to. I know I'm going to get in trouble if I don't relate it to the article. So I hired this hot escort. His name is Justin, and I make garlic confit, which is like you take garlic and you put it in oil and you put it in the oven for a long time, so then it becomes like squishable, spreadable garlic, and it's so good. That boy would not touch me for days. Because, of course, I ate a violent amount of it. And that...
You smell.
All ends of me were smelling. Like, everything. That was the one time where I was like, now I understand. Like
You can understand. I mean, it is... Wow.
And so...
No spicy food. Well, what happened? Did he finally give in?
Of course. Right. I mean, in good time. But, like, it made the house smell. It was good, though. I'm going to do it again. I regret it.
There you go.
It's not like I was
no
dying.
Spicy food.
No spicy food.
It can give you indigestion or acid reflux.
You guys, you're going to look so lame to your escort when you don't put any spicy stuff on your food.
We're talking about your lover, your partner, your husband, your wife, girlfriend, your boyfriend.
When they go, how is that? When they go to that Indian restaurant and they're like, how spicy? You want mild, medium? He goes, none.
All right, this one, listen up and quit talking. This one, say no to tofu.
Why?
Because it increases estrogen levels in both men and women. This increase in estrogen will steal your sex drive, which no one wants.
No.
Seems like
you'd have to eat a whole bunch
to
have this effect.
I like tofu.
Canned foods are mood killers.
What? What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Don't you? Some ravioli here from Chef Boyardee.
Don't you ever reach for a can of Camel soup?
Oh, yeah.
They're high in sodium. It makes you gassy, and it's a mood killer.
It'd be a mood killer if I was an escort and I walk over to your place and the meal that you provided for us
was SpaghettiOs.
There was never a meal together. This is just to avoid if you hired an escort. Usually you don't eat a meal with this person.
I don't know. I know probably more escorts than you do.
You're probably right.
I know.
Avoid all soy products. They do cause a lower sex drive, so cut them out on date night or limit the quantity.
Can we have almond milk?
All right. Have it in the morning. Say no to too much wine.
Okay.
No.
It's not pretty after a while.
No, it's true. Wine
it weakens your orgasms.
What do they say? One or two and then pass that? It's not doing you any good.
Really? Yep. I didn't know it weakened the orgasm.
It does.
Oh.
It's true.
I want to put that
booze
to test.
Of any kind weakens the orgasm. We've all heard of whiskey rainy.
It's true. It does weaken some things.
Yes. Yeah. So then you have to work so damn hard. Oh, dear Lord.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So
it's like, please, can we just acknowledge that
we should... Just say no. Yeah. And especially if you're paying for someone by the hour.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know what? Here's the thing about the reverse and all this. If you are an escort, you should convince your person to do all of these things.
This
is a do list if you're an escort.
Adult if you're a buyer.
Right? And you have more job security and better hours.
There you go. I just love the headline. Whoever even thinks of that anymore. All right. But anyway, that's just practical advice for lovers.
No, it's just super practical for when you hire your escort.
No, for people who want to get it on, those are just things to avoid. I think everyone has their own rules.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't like having a full stomach. I mean, everyone has their own things.
I don't like having a full stomach.
Everyone has their own stuff. Well,
I'm telling you, if I skimp on eating before... I will make up for it later.
And don't have cold feet. You can't orgasm. We'll be right back. Thank you, and you're welcome. I hope you're still with us and not offended that we were talking about escorts and food.
I hope that you are offended.
Oh, my gosh. You're just like Lori. Okay, here's the deal, people.
What?
Tonight is a big night for a ton of new TV.
Right?
Okay? There's new stuff coming back tonight.
And
I love back to school stuff.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars starts tonight.
JoJo Siwa.
She's on.
Brian
Austin Green. Are you guys going to watch?
No.
No.
What is wrong
with
you?
But my voice acted like I was.
All right.
When's The Bachelor come back?
Tomorrow night. It's on Tuesday nights. No. It isn't tomorrow night. I don't know.
Okay, I'll look into that.
I just lied. The Voice starts tonight with Ariana Grande as a new person. I think she'd be interesting to watch. I think she's delightful. The Big Leap. Now, I made you watch a trailer of this, Brittany.
Yeah.
And it's on Fox, and it's at 8 o'clock tonight, and it's a hybrid drama with a fictional dance competition reality show starring Scandal Scott Foley, originally from Felicity. He's the show's cynical producer with an eye more for manipulating on-camera soap opera than nurturing the talent.
So it is written. It's a scripted show.
I told you that.
You kept telling me, but I thought you were saying it in like, it does seem that way, Brittany.
No, it is, because here's who's in it. They've got actresses that we know. Piper Perabo, COVID Affairs, Dancing on the Bars in that one thing from that bar movie from so long ago with Maria Bello, where she was the singer.
You can fight in the new, but you gotta love. You can fight.
What's the name of that damn thing?
Cowboy Ugly.
Yes. And it also has Gabby Simone Redcaster. She is someone else. You'll recognize these people.
Oh, yeah. You kept saying they are actors, but I thought you were trying to say like they are doing this also as a reality show.
No. All right. So that's one option. The Big Leap on Fox. That's brand new tonight. An Ordinary Joe is NBC's big push for a new drama.
Is that new? I thought that's been around. Like
series premiere.
Am I crazy? Is there something so similar to Ordinary Joe? That's
Ordinary existed? Tom. Ordinary Bob.
Unordinary Tom.
There you go. Ordinary Joe starts tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC, and this is this guy has three different parallel timelines of different choices he would have made right after college. One was being a rock star, one was being a cop, and then the third one was sacrificing everything for his family. So it's kind of like, do you remember the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, which is an excellent movie?
No, but I've seen parodies.
Okay, so it's kind of like if you went down this road. I think it sounds kind of good, but NBC is hoping this could fill the emotional void when This Is Us departs after this season. And if you haven't watched last year's This Is Us, it was moving. And Sterling K. Brown did not win an Emmy. And Mandy Moore brought her breast pump last night to the Emmys.
I heard about that.
Was it bedazzled?
I don't know that it was in her small little clutch purse.
Okay.
But she's cute.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. You know, there were someone called in Mary Jo or the person before Mary Jo today, Ben, I don't know who it was, but said it felt like it was just a few shows that were represented at the Emmys.
Yeah.
Because some of these shows got so many nominations. And I felt sad for the NBC table, the This Is Us table. There were just like three or four of them. They didn't get any love.
But, you know, we've talked about this, too. They've been around a while. It's like how irate I kept getting with Hamilton showing, like, getting awards or, like,
I feel like that came out 20 years ago. Why are we still getting awards for it?
We get awards for it because it just went to Apple TV.
I know.
And it's like, can we acknowledge that, like, I love Hamilton. I've seen it in New York. It was amazing. But, like.
I know. I get it. 911 on Fox. And this is Angela Bassett. I mean, she got a huge pay increase. The whole staff got a huge pay increase. And everything, like, horrific happens.
Have you watched that show at all?
I've watched two of them.
It's so beyond real that it's hard. It's, I don't understand why people love this show so
it's
much.
It's terrible.
But people do.
It's terrible.
It's literally terrible. It's one of those things I've had on during the treadmill, and I'm like, get me off now. This is terrible.
And Reservation Dogs. You know, we had a woman call in later. The acclaimed comedy about indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma wraps up its first season. And this is something, it's streaming on Hulu and FX. But if you haven't watched Reservation Dogs, I've just heard from everyone, it's great.
Right.
There. What else do you need to know how to do? We didn't get to a lot of the Emmy acceptance speeches because we need to get deeper cuts into them. Because I think some people said some moving
You should do
things.
The Michaela Cole one. That one was really good for...
This one sticks with me.
Yeah, Michaela Cole wrote, I May Destroy You.
Which...
And it was about a lot of
sexual abuse.
Yeah, sexual abuse, sexual assault. And her speech was really, really... I just like her. And so everything she says, I get excited about.
Right.
But here's her speech.
1 second. Sorry, guys.
All right, okay. Because we were saving it for tomorrow. But,
yeah.
But Brittany decided she was in charge. I forgot.
On. You literally.
I forgot.
No.
Did we tell her she was in charge for this part?
I've got the Michaela Cole part.
Maybe
here.
I should be in charge.
Let's listen to it here.
All right.
Thank you so much. I just wrote a little something for writers, really. Write the tale that scares you, that makes you feel uncertain, that isn't comfortable. I dare you. In a world that entices us to browse through the lives of others to help us better determine how we feel about ourselves, and to, in turn, feel the need to be constantly visible, for visibility these days seems to somehow equate to success, do not be afraid to disappear from it, from us, for a while, and see what comes to you in the silence. Thank you to Casey Bloys, Amy Gravitt,
and
Piers Winger, and various artists.
But wasn't that, it gives me goosebumps.
Well, and then at the end there, too, right at the end, she was about to say it, she said, and this is, I'm accepting this award for anyone who's had, you know,
Let's
been sexually
dedicate
assaulted.
This story to every single survivor of sexual assault. Thank you.
It was just like...
It was something.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good one. And then Debbie Allen, who got the governor's ward, and she's been around since forever, and I never knew she was Felicia Rashad's sister. Did you guys know that?
Mm-mm.
Never knew that.
No.
Yeah, that's why it was wild.
And she has a great speech. We'll play that tomorrow. But we've got some fun guests coming up tomorrow. People liked our guests earlier today. Craig Gass.
Oh, he was great.
Was with us, and he is does impressions.
Mm-hmm. He'll be at New Hope Cinema. I think that was
this weekend.
The Cinema Grill was the website, but you can go get tickets. He's hilarious.
That was really fun meeting him.
Yeah.
Hearing his story.
His story about his family and how he learned how to speak English, or how to speak from watching TV.
Right, because he was in an all-deaf family.
Yeah, that was
I loved learning.
That was cool.
Brittany, you get kudos for that. Grant, you get kudos for today, too.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, does he get my kudos? No, those are my kudos.
I have extra ones.
Fine.
He found the
But I get the bigger
story.
Kudo, right? He found the escort story. I think we should get negative kudos for that, but that's just me. I have a higher standard of living.
Oh, go work on a different Joe then.
Bye.
My gosh. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.